Factis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Now that's Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakey, and the Beach Boys kicked us off with I Get Around. And there's a reason why we're playing that. First of all, we've got to say good afternoon to me old mate Uncle Arthur.
Do you know what? That's the first time I've heard you say you're going to get around. I'm not saying you're tight, you know what I mean?
No, of course not. Right, okay, that's thrown me.
Well, no, Phil Oakey. I mean, you know, I've heard that song, Electric Dreams, because it's one of my things where people listening to stuff that's related to, in my case, to what I do for a living, anything to do with electric, you know, if it's Electric Dreams, it's something I'm interested in. And I quite like that song. It's one of my favourites. I never knew for years that they were actually singing Love Never Dies. I always thought they were singing Home and Away. And whenever I hear it, it sounds like they're singing Home and Away.
Home and Away.
Home and Away. But it's Love Never Dies. And I can't hear that. I can only hear Home and Away.
Well, look, you've ruined a lot of songs in the past, and you're going to ruin a load more this lunchtime. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having problems this side with the computer.
Well,
all right? So I might have to drop kick it. But hopefully, yep, fingers crossed, we'll get it going in a minute. And we will come back with some misheard lyrics. And there are plenty on the list. There are some that I couldn't hear.
There's some you can't play as well.
Well, there's definitely some that I couldn't play, sadly. But I would have been able to play them about 20 years ago. How times have changed. Before we do all of that, I just want to, because there's a couple of things that I really want to just sort of, cover. I want to talk to you about where you were on Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Was it Sunday night or Saturday night?
This weekend we've been to family. Next weekend we're going to see a show on a Saturday night.
Right.
Okay.
So the show, is it the Royal Albert Hall?
No, that was the show last weekend. What you're alluding to is our niece, Carrie Hope Fletcher. We're going to see her show in Guildford next Saturday night, but this weekend she was in the Albert Hall and she was performing Secret Love, which is going to be what she's going to be performing around the country, presumably next year, when she stars in Annie Get Your Gun, I think is what it is.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the little girl that we was talking to all them years ago at Postfest.
Wow, that's incredible.
That little girl with a voice like that. It's a voice, I don't know where they get it from, you know. It's certainly, I don't know, it's certainly nothing to do with me anyway, but it's a voice and then some. And she ties all that in with having a new baby little daughter as well. So I don't know how in that kind of business you can do all them jobs at the same time.
Wow. So you're going to see that, are you?
We're going to see her next weekend. But the bit she did this weekend, she starred in, or she was in the Albert Hall, which is one of my favourite arenas, by the way. I used to go there and watch the boxing a lot. I do like the Albert Hall. Great, great lyrics there. Great. I went to see, I was invited to a guy called Paul Carrick. I was invited to his birthday party there. He had the Albert Hall for his 60th birthday party. So, or maybe it was his 50th, can't remember now, a long time ago. But it's a great venue. Great venue.
So do you know Paul Carrick then?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of work for him.
Oh, wow, because he was one of the guys in Squeeze for a while.
Yep.
And he actually sang the song that was could be their best ever.
He was the
singer on it, yeah.
Yeah, but you see, he did so much other stuff apart from that. I mean, you know, if you ever get you ever hear him interviewed and they go into what he's ever done in his life, I mean, he's been with so many people because basically, like a lot of them guys, session musicians played instruments, therefore they were always in demand. It's amazing, amazing. We had a lovely evening the other week. We went and watched the Moody Blues tribute act up at Medina, you know, up the road up here. And, I mean, some of the guys in that, one of them used to play with the Moody Blues. One of them used to play with 10cc.
Oh, wow.
And we was watching something the other night, and we're watching Graham Goldman, and there, and behind him is the bloke who was singing down there for the Moody Blues tribute. So, you know, these people get around, because we always think about a group being the Beatles, four people and a, you know, like three guitarists and a drummer, but these days there's so many more people as well.
Okay.
And if you see someone like the Rolling Stones, you're probably down to two people now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And both of them are Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Paul Carrack's 73, by the way. Just in case you were wondering. Yes. So look, we're gonna go into a break in a mo. We're gonna come out the other side, and then we've got one of those. I've now managed to get the computer working, so fingers crossed, you should be able to hear something in a mo. What's this? Oh, that's one of the songs.
That was definitely misheard.
That was maybe we'll come back with that song. Maybe we'll come back with that song, because that's the first one on our list.
Yeah.
So Return of the Mac.
Return of the Ian.
Mark Morrison.
Yeah.
And
we used to sing our own versions to that, because he got nicked, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. And we was all singing, he'll be selling Big Macs when he gets out of the nick.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to come up with that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, ruin that song for you as well. And plenty more. Have you got a list of songs there? Because I think I have this side as well. So
I got loads of lists.
Good.
There's a few people on my lists, I'll tell you that.
Hang on.
There's an awful lot of people. Better hope I don't ever win the lottery.
I'm just trying to open up the list now, because you sent me a list and I've put it into a document, and oh crikey, since the Macs have all been updated, and every time you open something for the first time, it's they want to talk you through it, and I'm thinking, I don't want you to talk me through it, not at this moment. They pick your times to so fingers crossed we'll come back with a whole list of and the one that made me chuckle, I'm just going to run this by you. Not now, we don't tease people. But the one that made me laugh was, let me think now. It could have been Eruption. It could have been. Do you know what? I can't remember. There was one that made me laugh out loud, and I was chuckling. And my wife said to me, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "Arthur's misheard lyrics." I said, "You are not going to believe."
Yeah. It's not Ian Dury and the Blockheads, is it?
No, it's not that one.
All right, okay.
But all will be revealed when we come back, and we'll come back with the Return of the Mac in two ticks. Hey, look, that's Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac. I had a jingle made of that some years ago at great expense, and they charged me loads of money, and he got my name wrong. He called me... They did that Return of the Mac and so on, and then they said, Ian Hack. And they messed up completely. So, anyway, look, if you just tuned in, welcome. We've got Arthur Reader in. I notice that you've squeezed in like an Arthur Reader special misheard lyric.
Yes,
in this.
Of course. So, of course.
Misheard lyrics part 5.
Yeah.
And there's more on the way. I didn't get time to get. There was one from the. Was it something about I Believe? Or
The Bachelors.
Yeah, we haven't
singing
got that
about
one.
I Believe.
So that will kick off. Yeah. That will kick off number 6, because I'm fairly certain there's going to be one. So we just played to Mark Morrison. There was one here, and you can hear it. So, is it coming up now?
I think so. There you go.
And again. You lagered me.
You lagered me. Yes.
Can you remember when you actually... Because that's been out about, I don't know, 25 years?
Donkeys. I mean, the thing is, right, when you're working with a load of geezers, you're always chatting, you've always got a little bit of things going on, camaraderie. If you're having a cup of tea... you can guarantee we'd have the radio on, something in the background, someone would hear something and say, what did that bloke just say? And then, of course, once you've heard it once, everybody's singing it. So if you went out for the night, we'd go, all right, let's all go out. We're gonna have a Mac now. We're going to be lagered tonight. Yeah. Come on, lager me. Go up to the bar. You're going to lager me. You know, all this sort of stuff. And people don't know what you're talking about. But the best part is all your friends do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hence the next one.
So this is a personal one, isn't
this
it?
This hit me when I was about 17, just left school, going to work on a building site, and they took the what's it out of me endlessly, because it was a 70s song, you see.
So, but this has got you in, and line that we're listening for is "Stay with Me."
Yeah,
I know you're. I know your name is... I'm guessing it's Rita, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it don't sound like it.
No, I'll be honest with you.
There you go.
That is Rita.
And they used to sing that Merciless to me, and then they added their own words to the end of it. I know you're Arthur Rita, because your armpits are smelling sweeter than smelly Trevor's down on the ground floor. And then they'd start singing, "You're gonna work with me," because it was all taken from that, just from that one misheard lyric. I got mercilessly slaughtered as an apprentice, and I tell you what, it made a man out of me.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Let's have a little listen. I know your name is Rita. Yeah, Rita. It's not Rita, isn't it? That's why you should pronounce your T's properly.
Definitely. Yeah.
Are you ready for another?
Go on.
Because I think there's one. You had the Intruders down. I promised to get that for number six. Right. I'm not au fait with the Intruders. But this one, I think there was a couple here. So there might be a couple of edits here. One we can't mention.
Yes.
And the other one. Yeah, the first one we can't mention, word beginning with D.
Yeah.
But see what you make of this. So, what's that? Chop the gooly, island breeze.
Yeah. And before that, you had Young Girl with Eyes Like Potatoes.
Young Girls with Eyes Like Potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever... If her Royal Majesty, Madonna, is... If she's ever been on stage and sort of thought, do you know what, we'll have a bit of fun tonight, I'm going to put these lyrics in and I'm going to put...
Definitely. We're going to chop the gooly and have girls with eyes like potatoes.
In the island breeze. Yeah. So if she ever comes to the Isle of Wight...
Yeah.
She'd put that in, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Chop the gooly island breeze.
Yeah.
So let's just have a... They went so fast, chop the gooly island breeze. All of nature wild and free. This is where I'm... Oh, dear.
Yeah, strange, isn't
all
it?
Right, so the next one is... I had to listen closely for this one.
What, Daft
and
Punk?
I found it, yeah. Because it's pretty repetitive, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't even know what he is singing. Because to me, it sounds like what you hear.
Well, do you know what? When I was doing this, when I was putting this together, when you gave me this song, I thought, okay, it is like the remake of this song that came out a couple of years ago. It's very repetitive, but he doesn't say that word all the time.
No.
But there's certain times when it does sound like...
And there's a little bit right at the end where it just goes into it all the time.
Yeah. I think that's the bit we might add. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. I'm up all night on Mexicans.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So when it goes to the bit at the end, you've got a bloke with a slightly weird voice singing, I'm up on Mexicans. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
I don't think we got that bit, but...
probably further on.
Yeah,
but it's a geezer singing and he's going, "I'm up on Mexicans. Yeah. I'm up on Mexicans."
It sounds like "I'm up on Mexicans."
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Right then, so the next one is this one. So what are we listening out for here?
We're listening for Kim Carnes singing about crows.
Crows.
She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got
On your very upmarket and good radio, it sounds like it, what it is, which is pro. But if you're listening to it on a car radio, it's a crow, and she's making a crow blush.
Crow blush. Yeah. See, I think, again, I think that line is in the song numerous times.
Yes.
And I reckon
certain times of it, there's definitely a crow blush.
She may slip a crow in,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen to this one.
But somehow you never got your turn. My eyes would fill with water inside.
What are we listening for?
We're listening for a Spanish man called Miguel.
So, oh, Miguel. And it's homely girl.
It's homely girl.
Oh, Miguel.
Oh, Miguel.
Oh, Miguel.
You're a beautiful woman. Oh, Miguel. Oh, Miguel.
Yeah, I'm sure there isn't a Miguel in there somewhere.
There's definitely a few Miguels in there.
All right. Okay, so I think, what have we got now? We skipped over one or two because you couldn't do that one. Or that one. So this is all about, this next one is all about pulling carrots out of the ground.
It's something like that, yeah.
So there's a guy that's got loads of carrots and he's tired of pulling his own.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what you do with carrots. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
This next one is, I think it's the whole song. It's a big old song. And I'm not quite sure where to start with this one because it's about 8 minutes and it's, let me think now, it's that old rock classic, isn't it? From Led Zeppelin. Stairway to Heaven.
You have to go, I think, right through the music till it starts, goes into the faster bit.
The faster bit?
Yeah.
So. And we are listening out for. This is Stairway to Heaven, obviously, Led Zeppelin. As a wind up and down the road.
There's a wino down the road.
Right. Are we any nearer to it?
I think he wails a little bit in a minute.
I hope they ain't listening. And we apologise to all Led Zeppelin fans. We're just about to ruin something special.
Go.
And that's quite clear, isn't it?
And there's a wino down the road.
What should it have been then?
And as I wind up down the road.
Wow, that is quite clear.
There's
isn't
a wino
it?
Down
there's
the road.
There's a wino down the road.
Yeah.
No, you can have that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And I couldn't find it because it was 8 minutes long and I didn't know where to look.
You get fed up after halfway through, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. I've heard this one before. I'm not quite sure whether we've done this one before or not, but yeah, this is REM then. And what we're hearing here is I don't know what it's supposed to be. I've always known, I've always thought that it was, let's we in the corner.
Yeah, well, let the listeners make their own mind up on that.
I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
See, I think that there's, again, it's mentioned a couple of times.
It's another one, he tings it again, yeah.
Yeah,
it does. It does sound like he's doing something in the corner.
The second one.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
Let's pee in the spotlight.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah.
Let's right. The next one is another one that I couldn't find. Okay. Oh, no, it's not. It was The Electric Dreams.
All oh, right, yeah, so you've done that one.
We skip on to the next one, which is let's see, it's this track here.
Yeah,
it's just coming up.
Coming up now. Yeah.
So what are we listening out for?
Well, he's playing with his nose because he's doing something with his nose and then he's picking it.
Let's have a listen. I like
plucking and nose picking. So obviously he's either got he's cooking, maybe he's doing a chicken or something, and he's pulling the feathers out and but the nose picking. And
I mean that fits, because isn't the next line of the song something about a hanky on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not that.
No, but I pick that hanky out and blow your nose. Yeah, that is seriously got a problem with his nose there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Hello, my mum's calling me. Oh,
hello, mum. She's telling you to blow your nose, Ian. That's what it is.
No, she's, hang on, mum. I'll have to hang up on you. Sorry. She's probably phone us to tell us off.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, so nose picking, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that was probably the one that made me chuckle, actually, because I wasn't expecting it and I didn't believe it to be true. Like a lot of your family, they don't believe this to be true, do they?
No.
They always tell you off, don't they?
I get told of all the time. I ruin everything for everybody, I do.
So, yeah, you're ruining these songs, for sure.
I've got big shoulders, I don't care.
Okay, I don't think this next one, I don't know whether I've got the right thing, but you said we've just done the Temptations, the Spinners, working my way back to you, babe. There's something about a U-bend in here.
Well, it sounds like a U-bend, and they do something for Doctor Who fans, because they mention Gallifrey.
And that's towards the end, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, played around like Gallifrey.
You bend, definitely. Yeah. In my way back to you, bend.
You've gone too far on that.
I've gone. When you say I've gone too far, we haven't been naughty or anything like that.
No. We've missed out. It's the start, the Gallifrey, you see. But that's only for Doctor Who fans.
Okay, so I'll dig that one out again.
Played around like Gallifrey.
That was definitely you, Bend.
Well, we used to sing, actually, working my way back to Eubank, for Chris Eubank, the boxer, you see.
Right.
But it really, more to us, it's really the U-bend. yes.
Definitely a U-bend somewhere.
Yes.
Yes, this made me chuckle, because this is so obvious.
Obviously,
isn't it?
Yes.
But is this another one where they say it, they sing it a few times, and it's kind of different?
Well, it is, but I mean, it's just that I can't hear anything else but.
So this is the 3 degrees, My Simple Heart, and we're hearing Bicycle Hut. Bicycle Hut.
Coming up.
Bicycle Hut.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple of
Simple Hearts.
Yeah, Simple Hearts.
Oh, and a few bicycle huts. Yes,
and they've chucked in a bicycle hut.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's we'll give you that one. So this one is, you probably just heard it. This is quite an obvious one, isn't it?
Well, it is, but nobody ever picks up upon this one, and. You know, it sounds like a load of kids coming in the background and they're singing it all wrong. You know, sometimes it's the backing that is the problem. And this is certainly the case with this one.
Why would a rock band, you know, a creditable rock band, want to sing about
a sewing machine? Yeah.
But it's quite clear. See, that when he said that the first one,
it's a sewing,
and the second one was quite clearly silver.
Yeah.
Let's have another little listen, because I reckon they chop and change and they just bung it in there just to have a bit of fun.
Sewing machine.
That is quite clear.
Yeah.
I've got a sewing. All those Hawkwind fans.
Yeah, all those Lemmy Kilminster. Kilmister, because it was no end in his name. Yeah.
Hawkwind.
Hawkwind, yeah.
So singing about a sewing machine.
Singing about a sewing machine.
Credibility right down the tubes.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Hawkwind live?
No, I never did.
Did you ever shine a light on, did anybody like... Let's talk about Dire Straits. Was it
Dire Straits,
band,
yeah, always Dire Straits. Yeah, I did all that.
So can we talk about shining lights and stuff? Because that's what we used to do.
Well, I mean, you've got to be careful, because we could be into Diamond Lights, which was Glenn Hoddle and...
We
don't want to talk about football. Really.
Hoddle and Waddle.
Hoddle and Waddle. Yeah.
Twaddle.
No, I was very lucky from the late 70s through to the start of the 90s. I was contracted to work for Wembley Stadium's PLC, and that involved supplying labour for major events. And if there was somebody on there I quite fancied working for or on or with, you get paid to do it. And work a spotlight or do rigging or sound checks and stuff like that. And it was just a job, but it paid very well. But it meant you had to be out most of the evening, so I didn't get to see much of the kids because I was out of work. But then someone's got to pay the bills.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, if you can get enjoyment while you're having the bills paid, then you've become elected, haven't you?
So how did you shine a light on then?
Oh, who didn't I? Paul McCartney, Elephant John... Rod Stewart, I mean, the Rolling Stones, The Who, Tina Turner, Robert Plant.
Wow.
There's a whole list of them. ELO, Beach Boys, Earth, Wind and Fire.
When did you see Rod Stewart? And did he do that song that he mentions you in?
No, he didn't. But we did Rod Stewart in the stadium. And it absolutely hammered down with rain. And if ever you see any footage of Rod Stewart singing in a stadium, you'll see there's a little box in the middle of the arena and there's a load of people to the side of it all hiding under a sheet of plastic. And I gave them the plastic to hide underneath because they were getting soaking wet.
That's your claim to fame.
Yeah, my claim to fame, yes.
It's a shame he didn't do that song and mention you, isn't it?
Yeah,
your name is Reader.
Well, that was really the Faces, wasn't it, you see? And he sort of got a bit funny with the Faces, didn't he? He sort of pulled away a little bit, and there was a little bit of acrimony between him and I can't think of the geezer's name now, but it's just the way it is. He got a bit bigger than the Faces, didn't he?
What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame, because I must admit, I listened to a lot of the Faces stuff recently and thought, do you know what? I enjoy that more than the Rod Stewart stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go back to the Small Faces, you probably got some of the earliest. I would say they were probably more moddy and punky than The Who at the time, you know?
Hey, look, should we have another?
Yep, go on. Reasons to be cheerful.
1, 2, 3. Now, I did spend a bit of time listening to this, and I thought, he can't, can he? But then you wouldn't put anything past Ian Dury, would you?
Oh, yes, he can.
So what are we listening out for?
You're listening for the background singers again. And they're asking for something. They're asking for a water butt. gone too far now.
Have we?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
You said it was towards the end.
Yeah, yeah, but you've got the very long version now. No, you've got to go back.
Well, I can't go back any further.
Oh, can't you?
That's the only little bit that I got.
Oh, all right. It's when he stops singing, the backing lot come in. Asking for a water butt.
Well, look, no one will notice, so I've got the wrong bit of music there. So we do that in misheard lyrics number six. So this was the one that caught me out, and I thought, no way, no way.
Well, you know,
it's clear.
You got the Rolling Stones. You got to do it.
Go on, tell us what it is.
Well, he says, "No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue," and you think, really? Have a listen.
I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue.
That is clear as well,
isn't
it?
This is Green Seagull. I mean, I don't know what his Green Seagull was.
What should it have been?
I don't know, because I've never really studied the lyrics, because unfortunately with the Rolling Stones, some of the lyrics they sing are not the lyrics that were written down, because they had to change them for, obviously, the words, you know. So, but I don't know what his Green Seagull should have been.
Wow, that's...
But it's definitely a Green Seagull.
It's, yeah, definitely. Isn't it?
No more will my green seagull turn a
Definitely. So next time we have the chance to interview Mick Jagger, I'm going to ask him,
What's this seagull? Yeah.
What's this about then? Yeah. This seagull of yours. What's the next one? Yes. Is it the Gin Blossoms?
That one's Gin Blossoms. You've got two. You've got the Killers as well, who... Obviously, both of them too like the football club Chelsea.
Yeah.
You see? But the Gin Blossoms like Chelsea, and so do the Killers in Mr. Brightside.
I think that's the Killers version, and it does sound quite clearly they're Chelsea. They are singing Chelsea, and it should be Jealousy?
Jealousy, that's right.
That is definitely Chelsea.
Yeah.
That is definitely Chelsea, not Jealousy at all.
No, not at all.
So that's another song ruined then.
Yeah.
We are running out of time. We're trying to squeeze in as many as we possibly can. What is this one?
The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear, so beat it.
Do you know, this is another one of those songs. Well, I think he's having a bit of a joke with this, because he sings it B-Day, but it's Beat It first of all.
Yeah,
and he sings it differently. Have a little listen.
Just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it.
Even the backing singer singing B-Day as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michael, I thought it said B-Day. All right, so the next one is...
I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
What are we listening out for here?
I Thought Love was more or less a gibbon thing.
A gibbon thing?
Yeah, and in the background they're singing about dead ants.
Yeah, I couldn't get the dead ants.
Dead ant, dead ant, that's the way it seems.
I thought love was more or less a gibbon thing.
There's your gibbon.
It's gibbon.
The more I gave, the less I got.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the use in trying? When all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind.
Ever missed it?
Well, it was very quiet in the first one. The next verse, they come out a lot louder, but it was definitely there in the first.
Saw her face, now I'm a believer, not a trace, hooked out in my mind, I'm in love.
All the ants have gone.
Yeah, they've disappeared.
But yeah,
it's the backing singers. Yeah, I think about dead ants.
The gibbon thing kind of fits, doesn't it? Them being the monkeys and all.
Yeah.
So we got a few more to do.
Now this one, this one, I haven't got a clue what he's singing. But it, the weirdest thing is when you hear the bloke doing it from that programme Heartbeat, he also sounds like he's singing the same thing. And I don't know what they're supposed to be saying.
This is the one that made me laugh.
Well,
This is the one that made me laugh uncontrollably.
Right, okay.
Because, again, I remember now. This was the one, and I thought, no, surely not. So Buddy Holly is singing...
Piddly Pants.
Piddly Pants.
Why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Piddly Pat, I know that new love thrills.
Piddly Pants.
You see, it's not just restricted to the 70s and 80s. You get it in the 60s as well, you know. It's all there, but this is what me and my brothers used to do, you see. We used to sit there listening to this stuff, and it's long before it became popular and famous. We'd all do this, and we'd all have our own versions of it, but that one is a cracker. It's a cracker. That's a cracker.
All right, a couple more.
Go on.
One-way ticket to the loo. That's Eruption. That was a slightly different version.
But
it still sounded the same.
It still sounds like the go to the loo. Yeah.
Off to the loo. Yeah. One-way ticket to the loo.
Yeah.
All right. One more?
Go on.
Okay, let's have a little listen and see. He walked up to me and asked me if I wanted to die. That's what I thought he said. Yeah. Well, she.
Yeah.
And then... He kicked me.
And then he kicked me. I wanted to die, and then he kicked me.
Charming. Charming. This is a Stevie Wonder song. Yeah. I didn't know that about this one either. I was born in Aardvark.
I was born in Aardvark.
I was born in Aardvark. That was crystal clear. That was.
God, dear.
I mean, I've got ears like yours now.
Yeah, well, it could easily be done.
Now, look, we've run out of time.
That's
so we've got two. We've got two. We're going to come back with or two or three. We're going to come back with.
You've got loads more yet. You've got Bonnie Tyler. You've got David Bowie. You've got Will Young. You've got Paul Simon. The Bachelors.
There's a few on. I didn't get the Bachelors one, but, you know, well I did, but it was.
Well, you got to listen out for the Gin Blossoms, because there's two lots of Chelsea, there is.
Thank you for coming in.
No worries.
It's brightened up a pretty miserable Tuesday, I must admit. So
well, if it makes one person smile, Ian, it's worth doing it, isn't it, eh?
It is, yeah, definitely. We're going to play out with, you get the choice. You're going to have some, we're just going for Robbie Williams, all right? I'm just looking at the time. It's 4 minutes to one.
Oh,
The Curries are on the way. They've got plenty of guests. Kelvin, Maggie, Leisha are in, and there's a whole load of stuff going on this afternoon between 1 and 4. Stay tuned. The 1 o'clock news is on the way next. Thank you, Arthur.
You are more than welcome.
Or should I just call you Reader?
Yeah. You know my name is Reader.
I'm going to get you into a jingle.
But my armpits are smelling sweeter. Yeah. And smelly Trevor's down on the ground floor.